Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Take a good look around you at work. Consider the more private locations. The storage closet, the principal's office, the employee bathroom, the conference room, the delivery truck, or a corner cubicle. Somewhere, I bet you, there's a woman pumping. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, 56.5% of mothers with infants under 1 year old are employed. And for many mothers who want to both work and breastfeed, their only option is pumping at work. Whether stocking shelves, waiting tables, or writing briefs, it can be a tremendous challenge to find time and space to pump. 2 or 3 times per day, a pumping mother must walk away from a busy work environment, lock herself in a private room, strip down, assemble parts, pump, wash the parts, put herself back together, store the milk, and return to work. Thankfully, there are some protections. In March 2010, as part of federal healthcare overhaul, Congress included the right to a reasonable break time for an employee to express breast milk for her nursing child for 1 year after the child's birth each time such employee has need to express the milk. Recently, a friend who is also a physician and is expecting her second child met with her boss to discuss plans for returning to work. She requested schedule changes to allow for pumping time between patients. Her boss's response was less than supportive. She informed her physician employee that the federal law didn't apply to her as an exempt employee. She questioned whether she was asking for lighter workload, and she said she was worried about setting a precedent. God forbid her boss set a precedent supporting a mother breastfeeding her baby. Let's review the benefits of breastfeeding. For baby, breastfeeding provides antibodies and reduces chances of developing asthma, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. For mom, it reduces her risk for type 2 diabetes, breast and ovarian cancers, and postpartum depression. And those are just the bullet points. There are innumerable additional benefits to breastfeeding. Bosses, please set precedents. Please support women in pumping at work. And pumping women, keep insisting. It's worth it. With a perspective, I'm Veronica Jordan.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.